This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, whatever it is you do. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, seriously, get involved in the conversation, will you? I don't care whether you call me or you talk to me. There's a, what do you call that thing? A live Facebook feed. Right? There's smarter people than I up there on the Facebook feed. Seriously, I'm telling you. I don't have the reason to lie to you. You know what I'm saying? So hit up there. There's a lot more going up there. A lot more going on up there. I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll get a kick out of it. People, like I said, people smarter than I are up there. And I always appreciate the time that you do spend with me, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, and it hit a couple of weeks ago, and for all intents and purposes, it's doing well, but you need to get it. You really need to get it. You need to read it. You need to think about some of the things that are being thrown at us, some of the social issues that are somewhat being used as a distraction for the realities of what is going on around us. You know? I mean, seriously, you need to think about it. Because the only way you're going to fight back is to be informed, to know what's going on around you. I don't know if you guys caught it a few weeks ago, but Kellogg's was being boycotted. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Because they pulled all their advertising from Breitbart News. And guys, whether you want to hear it or not, believe it or not, we are being targeted. Conservatives are being targeted. Conservative Christians are being even more targeted. It doesn't get any better than this, if you would. If you're looking for a fight and you're looking for proof, we are proof. Kellogg, so they refused to advertise on Breitbart. And Breitbart put out a call, as did the rest of us, to boycott Kellogg's. Maybe you don't need their cereal. You know, look at, what is it, Frosted Flakes, Rice Krispies. I don't even know what they have. But nowadays, there are, what do they call it, generic brands all over the place. They taste the same. There's not much of a difference. You know, when my kids were small, they didn't know it, but I used to switch boxes on them. So maybe I got them a box of Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, but then I went to the store and I bought the Joe's Generic Frosted Flakes, and I put them in the same box. All they needed to see was a tiger on the box. They were very happy. It was okay. And it was about $1 a box cheaper. So Adweek reports that Kellogg's decision to pull its advertising from Breitbart News inflicted massive long-term damage to the cereal company's brand online. Citing data from Takee, a social media analytical firm, Adweek notes that while negative sentiment for the New Balance and Pepsi has died down over the past month, Kellogg's is facing a more substantial backlash after pulling its advertising from Breitbart News. Now, on the heels of the ad ban, Breitbart launched a campaign, Dump Kellogg's. You call it hashtag, I call it pound sign, whatever. Encouraging Trump supporters to boycott Kellogg products, Adweek notes that the boycott caused Kellogg's social media sentiment to fall dramatically with a 75% nosedive. Now, through December 5th, the sentiment had stayed mostly negative, the outlet reports. Adweek's assessment of Breitbart's mega-viral Dump Kellogg's petition initiative is similar to the one published by the Wall Street Journal. There's a serial killer on the loose, the Journal reported last week, acknowledging that since Breitbart boycotted boycott campaign against the cereal giant, Kellogg shares underperformed. While peers General Mills and Post Holdings by 4.4% and 11.5% respectively. The massive drop in Kellogg shares in the deep negative news dive. And see, I keep telling you guys, we can nail these people. We can fight back. We can push back. Now, what do we, you know, but you're afraid to do it. You don't want to do it. Those of you on Facebook, that you're teed off of what Facebook is doing, advertise with Google. Not that they're much better, but, you know, we've got issues at Liberty Liberty Alliance. Go to libertyalliance.com. You find some great writers, great websites, great people up there, including guys like Evan Sayet. But, I mean, seriously, you've got to fight back. They've been pounding on the Liberty Alliance people for months. Facebook has. Xander Gibb, I can't use the word. He was talking about gay people. Now, Xander is gay. He used the F word. And they banned him from Facebook. Here's a gay guy using the F word for gay. But he was explaining it and talking about it in a negative light. Explaining what it meant and why it was bad. See, we think we're going to hide all this stuff. Facebook thinks it's going to hide these words. It's going to be okay. Hide the Confederate flag. That'll make it better. You know, you're out of your minds. You're out of your respective minds. Let me see. The massive drop in Kellogg shares in a deep negative nosedive in its brand's perception online came on the heels of the cereal maker's politically driven attack on Breitbart News. And Breitbart's 45 million monthly readers. Kellogg's being accused of alleged racism towards factory workers profiting from the use of child labor also has to help their brand. The left-wing campaign to coerce companies to pull their ads from Breitbart News has had a little or no impact. Right? Breitbart editor-in-chief says that we've had 100 or so companies approach us in the past few days and say, hey, they want to advertise with us specifically because they do share our values. Right? When you're talking about Kellogg's, what are we talking about? We're talking about Fruit Loops and Mini Wheats and Pop-Tarts, Apple Jacks, Special K. Oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Just go look, you know, there's a whole shelf of it. I mean, a whole shelf of this stuff. So I don't know what the big deal is. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh? Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. There's a jungle call to get you back to the radio. All right? Pay attention to what you're doing here, because you're going to miss a lot if you don't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. A couple ways. You know, there's a lot going on the website. First of all, the smarter people than I in the chat room up on the website. You can read some of the articles that are written. We have 9 writers, and some of them are so much better than I am. You'll get something out of what you hear them do. You can find the stations. You can find the times. All kinds, including buying my book. You got to buy my book, seriously. How do you think we stay on the air, right? I make 82 cents a book, and if I can sell about 3 or 4 million a month, we can stay on the air in your area. Sound like a telethon, don't I? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you like what you hear on the show, the book is that times 100, and I use I don't use any words bigger than 6th grade level, so everybody is okay with it. One of my favorite guests to have on with me, I always have a good time with him when he's on the show, David Bego. He's the president and CEO of Executive Management Services. Also, he is the author of a book called Devil at Our Doorstep. I used to call him my SEIU slayer, but I'm trying not to get him in any trouble. David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. And I haven't had a chance to read all your book yet, but what I have read is very good, and you're spot on target with it. And so your listeners know too, you are a thumping guy.
Yes, I can. I can be very irritating. Always a pleasure to have you. Now listen, you and I talked about Trump all through the election. I just had a heated discussion with a friend of mine who was going through his choices for cabinet. He's telling me, you know, this guy's going to screw it up for us. He's going to this. He's going to that. And I said, look, I'm kind of afraid to say anything about Donald Trump, but not because I'm fear of retribution of any kind, but I'm saying we talked about him before the primary, and a lot of us, and I actually found a clip of myself tonight saying, no, he's going to take the primary, and I don't know what I based it on, because it was a short clip, but yeah, everything he did during the primary, we kept saying, yeah, you can't do that and win, you can't do that and win, and he won. And then during the general, we're saying, well, you know, he's got to change the way he does things, it's not that presidential, he's not going to be able to do it that way, he's got to reach out to the general. Well, guess what? He won again. And now we're sitting around second-guessing his cabinet choices. You know, I got a little bit of common sense in my head. I'm kind of keeping my mouth shut. But I'll ask you, what do you think of his cabinet choices and the road he's going down?
Well, I think so far he's done pretty good. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes. I mean, obviously, with any administration, each person's going to have their strengths and weaknesses, and there's a couple of concerns I have out there. But he's got people that have experienced what's going on in this country, business people. And I think I've told you before, we need business people in Washington to turn this country around, and because they understand what's going on out there and how the free market works and how capitalism works and what it's going to take to turn this country around, bring jobs back and elevate people and wages and all that kind of stuff. And so I think generally he's on the right track.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny. If you read history and you go back to our presidents of old, you know, Roosevelt and such, they in the old days, Teddy Roosevelt, they surrounded themselves with people who understood business, who understood commerce and that kind of thing. And then as the years went on, they started abandoning those people, and they were all political hacks. They all became friends, donors, that kind of thing, which I think is what really started to send this country in the wrong direction. You look at, I can't think of the fellow's name that he's tagged for Secretary of State. I'm having a moment. But everybody's concerned that he's going to do business for Exxon. No, he's going to leave Exxon. It's not like he owns Exxon. And all the deals he's going to make are going to be for Exxon. But he's had to deal with heads of, you know, prime ministers, president, heads of state for Exxon. I don't know why people are having such a hard time with this. He knows how to negotiate with these people. Am I right?
Yeah, you're talking about Rex Tillerson.
Tillerson.
Yeah, and that's the truth. These people, they've had to run a business, grow a business, and deal with different people and different walks of life around the world, and they know how these people operate, and you know how they're going to have to approach them and get things done and be able to negotiate in the favor of the United States. That's the type of people you need in there. Now, again, are they perfect? No. But, you know, at least they have the ability to get out and do these things. And the left, quite honestly, Joe, is going to attack them all the time because the far left, the progressive left, does not understand free market system and how to be successful in it. You know, well, that's true. And I saw that when I fought the SEIU. These people, the only way they know how to be successful at something is through lies, misinformation, being hypocritical, intimidation, you know, attacking the other side and, you know, degrading them. And that's what we're seeing, and it's going to get worse as we get closer to Inauguration Day.
Well, I call it the Oblamo Save Me Tour. What do you think of Mr. Obama? He's running around not just the globe, but specifically around the country, and already putting down some of Mr. Trump's programs that he wants to put in place. He's actually been running around telling people that he's leaving this country in much better shape than he found it, and all the salvation things, if you would, that he's done for us. I mean, he's a little delusional, don't you think?
Well, I think he's hypocritical. I think he knows damn well. Excuse my language. I should have said that on
the
air.
No, you're fine. I do it all the time.
That, you know, he put these things into place, and he's done the things that he's done during his administration on purpose because he fundamentally wants to change this country. The people that have backed him, the SEIU and other people, they're socialist communists, and they want to take down our capitalistic society, and that's what he's worked to achieve. And, you know, he's going to say everything he can against Trump, that the, you know, business and everything is bad and all that kind of stuff, and everything he's done is great. But the truth is he and the far-left Democratic Party, again, they're in dire straits, and they know it. And the unions are in dire straits, and they know it. And they're going to do everything they can to short-circuit this thing, you know, before Trump takes office. And I'm going to be honest with you and your listeners, I wouldn't be surprised if Obama administration and his followers don't try to declare martial law before and take over.
Yeah, you know what? I've heard that before. I'm going to just step next to that or stay away from it. And with everything that's gone on, I think the staunch, I'll put it this way so I don't sound like a militant, the staunch Second Amendment supporters won't let that happen. I mean,
Joe, I hope so, but I just saw an article, and I was trying to find it before I got on your show. I can't find it now, but there was an article out in Colorado that there's excessive military action going on, especially on the front range, and certain areas are being closed down, and there's some military maneuvers going on with some of our forces, but even some Russian forces in that. And if you remember right, they were doing these things back about a year ago or so.
Yep.
Or
yep.
Seems like it's being ratcheted back up again.
When we come back from the break, there's a couple things I want to hit on. I think it's, you know, we're talking about Obama's salvation tour, if you would. You know, all the good stuff is me, all the bad stuff is Bush and Trump. But the stock market's I don't know how many days in a row we've seen record-breaking numbers on the stock market. Obama came out and said, hey, that's all me. Don't give Trump credit for that. And then Trump questions the $4 billion Air Force One, Boeing stock takes a nosedive, and Obama says, that's all Trump's fault. So, you know, it must be tough to be the little fairy tale that he is. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Don't
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You are some messed up white people.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board. Don't take my word for it. You got to go get the Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Head over to Amazon.com. Plug it in, and there's some great reviews up there. They won't let me put a review on my own book. I don't know what that's all about. But anyhow, some great reviews up there. You want to check it out, and maybe something. It comes in the Kindle version for those of you who like reading on an electronic device. I'm pretty old-fashioned. Even though I love computers or like computers, I still like to, you know, go through the pages and bend the spine and all that fun stuff. Anyway, David Bigo joins me. He's the president and CEO of Executive Management Services. Also, the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, How He Fought and Won the SEIU. And no, he didn't want to keep a better workplace away from his employees. He wanted to make sure his employees had a better workplace, and that's why he fought them. David, thanks for joining me today.
Well, again, Joe, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, we were talking about Obama's salvation tour. You know, he's trying to make sure that everybody understands that all the good is because of him in America, all the bad is because of Bush and now Trump. And, you know, we've seen record-breaking stocks over the last, 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks or what have you. Now, I'm not an economics expert. I'm not going to say that it's all because of Trump, but I would imagine part of that is the hope some of the businesses see in the economy actually turning around. You're a businessman. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. And, you know, the stock market has been up for years under Obama, and he's claiming that. And, I mean, it's been at its highest levels. And, you know, but the truth of the matter is on that is that people really were afraid to invest and try and make money anyplace else. And so we had a lot of people and businesses pouring money into the stock market, and instead of into building new business or starting new businesses across the country and really raising the economy and jobs and wages and all that kind of stuff. So the stock market is unfortunately a little bit of a false sense of where the economy's really been. And I think what's happening now with Trump is that he is going to do things like he did with Carrier to keep jobs in America, and he's going to help companies expand and innovate and new businesses grow, and that which is going to increase opportunities and for businesses at all levels. And that's why you see the stock market going up even some more.
Well, you know, okay, so this is what I'll throw at you because you'll understand this. I got an argument with somebody over what true capitalism is about, and that he should allow Carrier to leave. They said he should allow Ford to leave. He shouldn't be making deals with these countries. And I said, no, because real capitalism is based on a level playing field. And when these companies move down to Mexico and other places, they don't have the same stringent requirements that we have here in America. They don't have to deal with unions. They don't have to deal with the EPA. And in California, you have the EPA EPA and the AQMD, which is 10 times worse than the EPA. So, no, I don't have a problem with him making deals with keeping jobs in this country, because what people don't realize, and you do, is there are ancillary jobs and support services around what he's doing. So it's not 1,100 jobs he saved. He probably saved closer to 2,000 jobs. Do you agree?
Well, that's right. And, you know, there's too many regulations in this country, and a lot of them have been brought in by the Obama administration, which is suppressing business growth and job growth and all that kind of thing. And on top of that, with the trade laws that we have, it really gives other countries an inside to bring their stuff in this country and sell it. And our people can't compete with it because of it. And it's time that, as you said, and you've made a good comment, we level the playing field and we give people and businesses in this country an opportunity to really grow and expand their businesses and provide jobs and increase wages.
Yeah, people just don't realize that part of it. You know, what was it, the... is it NAFTA, where you know, the we have two sets of standards. We have sets of standards for American trucks or U.S. Registered trucks, and we have a different standard for the Mexican trucks. How does that happen? How does that work? Yeah, I wouldn't be able to compete if I had more stringent standards on maintenance and drivers and that kind of stuff. And that's at the simplest level. That's not even at the upper level with taxes and other things or what have you. So I don't know.
Well. Yeah, it's sad, but that's part of the cesspool in Washington. You know, we've got people that are in Washington too long. I've told you before, I believe in term limits, but we've had people that are too long, and they're there because they've been fed money. And, of course, now what people are in Washington, they have cushy jobs, good pay, and, you know, they like the lifestyle, and they don't want to get out. We need people that go to Washington to do the right things for America, serve a couple terms, and get out and go back to the private sector. And we need business people, and that's, you know, I think we're seeing that with Trump. And, you know, just go to the carrier thing a little bit. You know, the USW, the United Steelworkers, is now going after Trump for that, saying, well, he's not really saving that many jobs and all that kind of thing. And this is very typical of the left and the union bosses. They go out, and first they cheered Trump, and now they're going to say, well, no, that's not all true. He's not telling the truth and everything like that, because they're not getting exactly what they want. And, you know, Carrier is going to be induced to raise their technology and productivity and stuff like that. And union bosses don't like that stuff. They like people working slow.
You know, I love this stuff. You brought up the fact that they didn't get exactly what they wanted. Now they start screaming because he didn't save enough jobs. What do they want? I mean, if he saved 50 jobs, that's 50 families or 100 families. Or in this case, you know, I said, here's how I broke it down to a degree. You can tell me if I'm off. I said, look, even let's say he saved 1,000 jobs and another 1,000 jobs left. On some of these small communities where these plants are at, you've got electricians, carpenters, plumbers that work on the plants. You've got gardeners that work on the plants, okay? There's out of the
cleaners. You got cleaners, yeah, like in our business. Cleaners. In fact, just to let you know, the company that owns Carrier, United Technologies, we clean a facility in Indiana, and it's one of the ones that's closing down. And not only is, I forget how many employees they have there, it's close to 1,000 employees of their own, but we're losing the business, so all of our employees are going to lose their job.
Right.
And
well,
this is really sad because they don't have the ability to compete at the level they need to.
Yeah. And go a little, but go a little further with it, Dave. I keep telling people, think about something. You have 1,000 people now that don't have the incomes they need maybe to either maintain or stay in their homes. So you're going to have some homes that are going to go into foreclosure. Then you have kids that are going to be pulled out of the local schools, which means if they don't have as many kids in the school, they don't need as many teachers. So people need to look at the big picture when it comes to there's no such thing as they didn't save enough jobs. That's just an asinine comment.
Well, it is, but, you know, it's a hypocritical joke because, really, you know, the union could have really helped Carrier if they would have gone in and sat down and negotiated things in the right way so the Carrier could increase productivity, because it's not as much about the wages, quite honestly, as it is about the productivity level. I mean, you've heard the old story, it takes three people to change a light bulb. I have been in facilities. In fact, we took one over in Kokomo, Indiana, several years ago, a GM facility, and we took over the cleaning and the light maintenance, you know, changing light bulbs and air filters and all that stuff. And I went in and walked through a couple of weeks before, and we were replacing the actual in-house UAW workers, and they didn't lose their jobs. They were all put out into the plant, okay? And honestly, God, I was walking down a major hallway, and they were replacing a floodlight in the ceiling. And there was three of them, one on the ladder putting the bulb in, another guy that was supposed to be holding the ladder, but he was just standing there watching, and then another guy supervising it. Three people to change one light bulb.
It had to be a government contract, right?
Well, no, this was the UAW workers themselves, like I said, we took over, and within a month, the GM came to us, and they said, this place and this facility is 55 years old, I think. They said, it has never been this clean in the history, and we've never seen so much efficiency. You guys get more done in a week than we'd get done in a month. Think about that. Yeah. And this is the problem that the carriers have, not just with government regulations, but with the union bosses.
You know, it's I see this stuff constant, and it's hard for me to talk about because, you know, being on a school board, I hear stories. I don't know how true they are. I mean, I have to go check them out myself. But I did have a close friend of mine tell me that when he got a job as a janitor, one of his first jobs was to clean the gym. And he said he went to the gym and he got it done in about a third of the time that it was normally done. And the supervisor didn't believe him and went back out and checked everything he had done. He said, well, okay, I got no complaints, really. And he said, but you can't do this, man. He said, for years we've been doing it like this and it's taken this much time. Ultimately, you're making us look bad. So, it's a fight that they have to have. Now, listen, two things I want to talk about when we come back from the break. This Boeing thing that's going on, and how many more of these we're going to see. And they're claiming that the president shouldn't do that. My comment is he shouldn't do what? He shouldn't call out government waste. The president shouldn't call out government waste. We're going to hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. David Bigo is my guest, author of Devil at Our Doorstep. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My guest, David Bego, he's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep. His fight with the SEIU and his win with the SEIU, pretty much using their own tactics against them. I guess they didn't expect that kind of thing to happen. David, thanks for being with me today.
Again, Joe, it's always a pleasure.
Hey, let's talk about the Boeing deal. You know, everybody went nuts, especially people on the left, when Trump called out Boeing on the $4 billion plane. They said it's not $4 billion. Boeing came out right away and said, no, it's only 170 some odd million. But when you start looking at the numbers, when you start looking, I thought it was really interesting that we were paying Boeing to look at, to design or to figure out what kind of plane that we were actually going to need. And then and so there's all these dollars involved before you even get to building the plane. So technically they're right. It might only be 170 some odd million to build the actual body of the plane, but there's a boatload of money going in there before and afterward. Should the president of these United States being, you know, call out these companies that he thinks are overcharging us?
Absolutely. You know, it's not any different than you know, say somebody in my business, you know, we're in the cleaning business, but we also have a supply company, you know, chemicals and equipment and that we sell, and we deal with different vendors. And, you know, when we feel that a particular vendor is out of line on their pricing or, you know, their delivery or the size of their products, you know, whatever it may be, we sit down and have serious discussions with them. And the government shouldn't be any different, because the government is responsible for spending our tax money in a, you know, very good way. And that has not been done for a long time, and Trump is going to do that.
Look, I agree with you. I have no problem. You know, it's really funny, the hypocrisy of the left, how they're screaming that Trump... Now, check this out. Trump is circumventing the news and the media, and they don't like the way he's circumventing the news and the media. He has 17 million followers on Twitter, and if you want to extrapolate that out, you figure some of those people are sending it out to their friends. He's probably got close to more than 20 to 22 million people that he can reach with a tweet. Now the media's got a real problem in calling him out for exploiting the media. When what exactly were they doing for Hillary? What exactly were they doing for the DNC? You have a problem with the president communicating straight through Twitter?
Well, I don't, as long as he stays professional with it. Sometimes he kind of gets out on a tangent. And I'd like to see him be more professional. And, you know, I've talked to his people and during the campaign and everything, and I kept harping on that with him. And he did get more professional as time has gone along, and he continues to do so. Unfortunately, he's done it for so long, I think it's just, you know, it's automatic for him. He just does it sometimes. And he's got to be careful. But, in circumventing the mainstream media, they are not going to promote Trump or get behind him on anything, because behind the scenes they're being intimidated by the left and the union bosses and that. Just like I point out in my book that, you know, Glenn Beck's no longer at Fox because he went after the SEIU right after I got done fighting them, and was smearing them on TV, and they went after Fox's advertisers, and Fox started losing revenues, and the SEIU told Fox, you get rid of Beck, we'll leave you alone. And so they got rid of Beck. And this is the stuff that's happening behind the scenes in the mainstream media that people don't understand, and obviously even Fox.
No, but there are also a lot of people out there that just don't believe that this kind of stuff happens. You know, it's just totally amazing to me that they can bury their heads that deep in the sand. Hey, a couple of things before we run out of time. I want to talk about the Chris Matthews. I played a clip from him earlier, and he is coming unglued on the Dems, and it's not just a blanket beating on the Dems. He said, you know, we lost this thing fair and square. We lost it because our candidate didn't talk about A, B, C, D. But then he came up with a point which was very true. He was talking about the low-skilled labor, the illegal immigrants that come to this country, and he said, you know, the Dems just want votes, but the Republicans, they want cheap labor. And I'm in line with that. I have Republican friends that I argue with over this kind of thing. And I say, look, you can't have it both ways. You can't rail against illegal immigration, how bad it is, and then still hire illegal immigrants at below, you know, minimum wage. What say you?
What? Well, that's exactly right, Joe. And we see in our industry, and you know, we do business with companies, major businesses across the country, and we see in other industries too, you know, in agriculture and manufacturing and other businesses and, you know, fast food and stuff like that. And this is a problem that some of these business people have. And speaking to that, Andy Puzder, who is been picked for the Department of Labor, the head of the Department of Labor. You know, he was CEO of the company that owned Hardee's, and there's another one based down in New Orleans. I can't think of the name of it right now. But anyway, he is for open borders and not restricting illegals from coming in. And this is a perfect example of somebody who probably has been involved hiring these people and paying them. And a lot of times they pay them under the table, like independent contractors. So there's no payroll taxes taken out or anything. They're paying them less than minimum wage. And this stuff has to stop, because I can give you an example and your listeners an example. We just lost some business here in Indiana. and some bank branches. And one of the gals that worked for us in southern Indiana came to us and said, I want you to know that this other company just offered me the job. And they offered me, it was so much per week. And when we divided out by the hours it takes to do that job, they were going to pay her $3.50 an hour in either cash or a blank check. And this is what's going on in this country. And we have to stop this illegal stuff and the illegal immigration.
Yeah, I agree with you. And but the people with the money, the people who have these businesses, you know, again, you and I have talked about this in the past. You can't have it both ways. You can't rail openly in public about, you know, how bad the illegal immigration situation is, how bad it is for us and all of that. And then you're part of the problem. You're out there pushing it. You know?
Well, that's exactly right. And unfortunately, there, you know, as I tell people all the time, there's not so good people in all walks of life, and whether it's in business or politics. And we have that. We have some business people that are like that, and they're taking advantage of these people. And we need the government to step up and enforce the law. And you know, plus, think about it this way, Joe. You know, what are we, $20 trillion in debt now? We have people that are paying no payroll taxes to a large percentage of the population out there. If we, the government, would start collecting those, they could help pay down some of the debt.
Yeah, I look at, again, I would just want to go back to beating this stuff up. I look at this stuff, and I look at how dishonest we can be at times. But, and we're gonna run out of time here, and I want to hit on this really quick. Look, I'm taking a hard right turn here. You look at what's going on right now, the attack on Trump, the delusion of the Democrats. It's almost like they're going to, no matter what, they're going to do everything they can to yank this away from Trump. And if you think about during the last couple of weeks coming up to the end of the election, when Trump said he would question the outcome, they went nuts on him. Right? She said, Hillary said, I will accept whatever decision is made by the American people. Now, all of a sudden, she's questioning the outcome, and they're calling her a hero. Doesn't this just highlight the hypocrisy of the left big time?
Well, it does. And also, you know, real quick, it also highlights the fact that they are very desperate because they see themselves in a death spiral. Because, and people don't understand this, but the unions gave $100 million to Hillary's campaign, okay? And with what's going to happen with the Department of Labor and the regulation changes and that, the unions, which only represent 11% of the workforce today and only 6% of the private workforce, are going to go down even further substantially, and we may see the last of them. And the Democratic Party won't have their major contributor to help them in these campaigns. So that's why they're fighting all this. And Joe, I think it's going to get ugly up to Inauguration Day. I think we're going to see more riots and protests. And I'm concerned about Trump. I hope they protect him and make sure the Secret Service is around him all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No kidding. They're really going to have to watch him hard. So I don't know. I feel bad about all this. We've done our young people a disservice. We haven't taught them how the Constitution works. We haven't taught them, you know, really how our president, how our system works, because they think that by whining and sniveling and crying and throwing these protests, it's gonna force the president to resign before he spends a day in office. And I'm thinking to myself, did we not teach them how it works? Did we give them too much? What happened?
Well, Joe, I think there's a lot of them out there that understand it, but a lot of these people out there doing that are being paid, you know, cash to go out there and do it, just like the SEIU did against me in Indianapolis and other cities here in the Midwest. And they go in and they get into these people's heads. Plus, in our education system today, both in the public schools, high schools and that, and in colleges, a lot of these teachers and that have been brainwashed too, and they're brainwashing these kids in the wrong direction, and we need to get back the way we used to teach education and get people to understand, as you say, what this country's about.
You mean teaching real history. Anyway, we got to get rolling. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. David Bigo joins me, author of Devil at Our Doorsteps. You can get the book at our website, hop on our website, and you can order the book from there.